Oh, my goodness. We are less than a week away from the big day. Christmas is next week. It's the end of the year and a good chance for us to take a look back at the year that was. And joining us right now from the Port Huron Police Department, Sergeant Doug Decker. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
This was a busy, active year in the Port Huron Police Department, wasn't it?
It really was. There was a lot of movement.
Yeah.
There were retirements, promotions, new hires, losses. You know? So a lot of things happened there this year.
Well, let's start by talking about the Christmas tree that you've got in the lobby there at the police department. This has some special meaning, doesn't it?
Right. So I've talked about below 100 and line of duty deaths. So, you know, I sent you an email last week and I said we're at 137 line of duty deaths. Less than a week later, we're already up to 145.
Oh,
so just in that little time span.
Just two in Chicago this week.
Yes.
Those are the ones that we hear about. There's a lot that we don't hear about, too. Yeah.
So interesting thing. We've always had a Christmas tree in the lobby, and they said this is getting kind of old and dated. So they started this tradition last year, and they continue this year. They send a letter to departments that have lost an officer that year and say, would you send us a patch? And they put a patch, and they put end of watch when they were killed in the line of duty on the back of that, and we've hanging on the tree, and we get really good response. If we don't happen to get a patch, we still put something up there for that officer. So Jenny Leach really took the ball on that, and it's really a nice thing. If somebody's in the department, come down and look, and a lot of people that do come down there, they stop and admire the tree. So it's respect to those officers.
Right. I know it wasn't in the line of duty, but Port Huron lost two officers this year.
Right. Big losses. So in March, Animal Control Officer Dan Woodruff, we lost him. And then Lieutenant Joel Wood in August. And tragic, you know, Dan was in his 30s, young kids, and Lieutenant Wood, young kids, you know, still too. Yeah. And very tragic situation for both of them.
Also
and
had
the department.
Absolutely. You also had retirements. You had promotions. I mean, a lot of movement within the department.
A lot of good things there, too. Chief Baker left, and I'm not saying that's good, but anytime you get to retire.
Right.
And he went over and took over at Auburn Hills. Sergeant Dave Seggy retired. He's working as a court bailiff. Sergeant Lee Hyten retired. Promotions, you know, Chief Baker's leaving, opens the door for new promotions. Chief Platts or Captain Kuhn, so they're promoted to their current positions. Chris Frazier, Brian Kerrigan, Jason Barna were all promoted to lieutenant. We had Jeremy Young, Karen Brisby, and Nick Godwin, they're promoted to sergeant, and James Gilbert to detective. And we anticipate some more promotions going into 2019.
Oh, that's great.
New hires.
New hires, yeah.
So this was interesting. Just yesterday, we swore in four kids, and watching them walk around there, they look like kids to me. Adam Luttrell, Ashley Marcano, Zach Pay, and Tristan Schouty. So Tristan was a cadet with us. We put him through the Hometown Hero program. So a good thing. We're keeping him here in the community. We're bringing these others into our community and welcome them here and have them join our department and the community itself. So that's big. And it's exciting times. And our field training officers, they're going to have their work cut out because they got a lot of kids coming in here. And they're really going to have a lot to do training them and getting them out there.
Well, there are so many people in the Port Huron Police Department that started as cadets and have worked their whole career there, including the chief.
The chief and the captain.
Right.
Yes. Many of them, Jeremy Young that I mentioned, Karen Brisby, James Gilbert, you know, Nick Godwin was an explorer elsewhere, but not a cadet, but a lot of things like that.
And then when you talk about retirements, I mean, if you start as a cadet, work your whole career, you can retire at an early enough age that you can then go on to become a chief, you know, in another department somewhere else or, you know, continue to work in police work or security work somewhere else and still have a successful career.
Right, and a lot of officers leave and they have good teaching credentials and can be trainers elsewhere too. So it's a good thing for everybody.
Indeed. What else has the department been up to this year?
We did a lot of fundraising.
Oh, that's right.
We had the law enforcement torch run was in September. We sold T-shirts for breast cancer awareness. We had the No Shave November.
That's right.
Which the chief's still sporting his beard and said, let's extend it into March. And I'm staying clean shaven. I just can't get used to that.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough.
I don't even know if I could grow a real beard yet at this point in my life. The capture dinner was big in October, and we do that with Radio First. You know, that's a great fundraiser. The program's great. I know when we did the dinner right around that time, we had some really good tips come in, and in a violent crime, we made an arrest based on that, you know, a shooting. So that was really a good thing, that program there itself.
Yeah. You had your Youth Police Academy.
Yes. So first Youth Police Academy was held, And that's going to be held again, my understanding, this June again in 2019. And with that, two SROs. So listen to you on the way in, talk to the congressman. Mm-hmm. That was a great thing. These SROs, they're in the school. They're a deterrent, but they're also there making positive contacts with these kids. And two great personalities, you know, Dennis Heisman, Laura Phillips, they know how to talk to people. They know how to communicate with kids. And you would think, okay, every officer has those skills, but it takes a special breed of person to be able to talk to kids, and especially kids that want to be difficult and not lose your cool and just know how to talk to those kids and get through to them and make a point and get the kids want to talk to you. So they get kids to come to them. They want to talk to them. They want to share information. So that's really a positive thing. It's great for us. It's great for the school district. You know, we're getting in there. They're letting us do training in the schools when there's no students there. And, you know, we become familiar. We know what we have to do if we have to respond. We know how the layout of the school is. It's just a great thing all the way around.
No, that's a great program. The Port Huron Police Department always celebrates its birthday in May.
That's right. We are 137 years old. We hope to continue on well past that. We had the active shooter training. That goes back to the school, you know, in April 2018. That was great. And again, multiple agencies. I mean, it was big. And it was big for me because I was involved in a lot of the planning. So it's special to see all these police agencies, fire departments, EMS, and central dispatch all working together. So we work some bugs out. Mm-hmm. Some will still have to learn. It's all a learning experience, but it's always good for us. You know, Canine Jade. So Officer Sly has a new canine she's working with that's going to be an explosive detection dog. So she'll still have her other dog for tracking. But that's good, you know, great thing. We did a lot of tips on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We try to provide information to everybody and awareness, talk about planning. And I know sometimes they go, didn't you talk about this last year?
Yeah.
But I always believe we
bears
need
repeating.
A reminder.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt.
And I guess if I was going to kind of close, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
support. You know, this community supports the department. You know, and you hear about agencies or law enforcement and at odds with the community. You know, in this county, in this area, it's just great. Like I said, those losses of the officers, the community support was so big.
Yeah.
People coming down to the department, people brought food, they sent cards. How can I donate money to the families? It's just huge. I mean, we really have a great... great network there in the community to help us. We're out there to help them. And it's just great. The partnership, that's what I want to say.
Yeah.
The partnership between us and the community is great and the other agencies here, you know, working together. And it's really supportive. And I think a lot of that has to say we have a good professional department, and a lot of that says the quality of the people that live in this area.
Certainly. I think that it's part of the culture going all the way back to Chief Corbett, if not beyond, you know, instilling that sense of community partnership and a good goodwill with the community, and it just continues today, and it just grows deeper all the time.
Right, and that's what we want to instill with these new hires, you know, if they're looking into the future, you know, so we're kind of closing out 2018, looking in the future. We want them to be a part of this community, part of our department, part of the community, and be involved and be here, certainly.
All right. Well, keep coming back every week in the new year. We always appreciate you coming in here, Doug. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Sergeant Doug Decker with the Port Huron Police Department with us on WPHM.